With one-third of the nation's children and two-thirds of the adults being overweight or obese, Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services Howard Coe says the new 2010 dietary guidelines are focusing on some of the additives in our daily meals.
Virtually all Americans could benefit from reducing their sodium intake down to 2,300 for the general population and down to 1,500 for specific populations.
And Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says with 35% of calories coming from saturated fats and added sugar, it's important that Americans realize that
not every calorie is the same. We want to place a greater emphasis on meal patterns that focus on fruits and vegetables and whole grains and low-fat dairy and lean proteins, including fish and seafood. We want to move away from our over-reliance in the past on sugar and sodium and saturated fat.
Vilsack adds that there is currently an effort to provide consumers with more informative labeling regarding sugar and sodium content in foods. Julie McPeak with This Land of Ours.